Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
A man is dead after a shooting involving Arizona Department of Public Safety troopers. Happened Saturday, Sunday morning on a freeway in Tempe. The incident started just before 2:30 a.m. when troopers pulled over a vehicle on the Loop 101 near University Drive, a vehicle the DPS says matched the description reported to 911 is driving erratically. On-scene TV video provided to our news partners at ABC 15 shows DPS vehicles blocking in an older, large Cadillac sedan. DPS says the man refused to exit the vehicle, but beyond that, you can see in that on-scene TV video that the man in that Cadillac kept gunning his engine and making his tires smoke. In fact, it appears that the only thing keeping him from driving away is the DPS cruiser that's blocking him. As one of these especially smoky tire-burning incidents is happening, three troopers can be seen moving in on the vehicle with a Mesa officer who, along with two of the troopers, has a shield in place. After one of the troopers breaks the passenger window and moves towards the rear window, well, that's when DPS says troopers saw him pull out a gun and it's when the shooting took place that led to that man's death. According to a graphic that our TV partners at ABC 15 maintain, yesterday's OIS, officer-involved shooting, was the 22nd media-reported police shooting so far this year. Back in 2018, the Phoenix Police Department came under fire for having the highest total of police-involved shootings of any city in the country, a total of 44 shootings that resulted in 22 fatalities, more than double any other city in the U.S., with the exception of Los Angeles. And that huge number of officers involved in shootings also resulted in the Federal Department of Justice giving Phoenix a sideways glance. And it brought us to the point where we are now, where we may have millions of dollars go down the drain through a consent decree, where that federal overseer will keep an eye on the city's use of force and keep sucking money out of our public safety budget. But the National Police Foundation and Arizona State University conducted a study that showed virtually zero connective tissue between those 44 OIS incidents, at least in regards to officers' conduct and or characteristics. However, many of the characteristics of the people whom police officers fired on were statistically different. The most important being this, and I'm quoting from that study. In 2018, Phoenix police officers faced more subjects armed with guns or simulated guns than in years past. Jamie's been telling you this morning that Arizona is not the best state to be a law officer. According to WalletHub, Arizona ranks 33rd across the U.S. based on median income, deaths of officers, and local spending on police. Maybe the feds should study that and have a federal overseer come in and figure out how we can keep police officers in their jobs here and how to get fewer people to bring guns to incidents that involve police officers.